Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw in Machlokas, what's the din about a guy who gave a Jew chametz, and now the Jew is responsible for the chametz. According to the Rambam, as we saw as Muchach Medivrei Rambam, chametz shel nochri shekibul olav Yisrael achrayus is like chametz shel Yisrael she'aser b'hanah achar Pesach. It's chametz shel olav Pesach. That's shitas haRambam. We saw the Ritva, like the Chag Yankif, after him, that chametz shel nochri, that the Jew is holding on to, is mekabel achrayus, even though he's over Rabbi Yamati, he has to get rid of it, as we saw from the Gemara. Nevertheless, it's mutter after Pesach. Again, this is an article that was written in the, as I'm understanding it, in the Moriah Torah Journal by Hagoyin Bitzal Jolti, afterwards published in his Mishnah Yavitz. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Av Kuf Yud Beis talks about how the if there's a pikadon in Yerani Dachas, he destroys everything in Yerani Dachas. So if there's a pikadon in the Yerani Dachas, it says that these pikadonas are mutarim. Somebody else was mafkid into an Yerani Dachas, a pikadon. So this pikadon is mitra, you don't destroy it. Mar says Pashut, Mar says, Hachmai Askinon. Kagon. So Gemara says, The Gemara says that, of course, it belongs in another city. Of course, it's mutter. It's not shlala. Gemara says no. So I'm in a case where it's from another city. So it's not shlala. It's not destroyed. But you might think it is. Why would you think it is? Why would you think it's destroyed? Because kabel achrayus. Because the person is mekabel achrayus on this pikadon. And ever since an Yish, Meir and Idach is Mekabla Chrayas and the Pikadon, Memela, Manach Momrim, that you destroy it. Kididei Domi, it's like his Kamashman, and not the Rambam, in the fourth paragraph of Vilchus, Avoid Zoro. Marana Goin, Rabbi Yankov Moshe Zatzal, says that if you learn Vilchus Avoid Zoro, it has to be Geula. If the Geula come, you have to get rid of the Avoid Zoro. So a good way of doing that is to learn Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Upon him, the Rambam Paskins, Nichsi and Shir in Medina Acheres, Shayim Mufkodim Besoicho, Av Mishkim Lehem Achrayus, Ein Isrofim. The Mnuchasim of a people from a different Medina that are Mufkod in this Medina, even though they are Mekabel Achrayus, Nichsi and Shir Medina Acheres, Shayim Mufkodim Besoicho, So they're burning City A, and people have in City B gave pikdonos. They gave items to people in City A. You don't burn it. Even though City A was Mekabel Achrayus, they go back to their owner because it's Shlala v'lo Shlala Chaverta. So you need a bazundere, you need a special miut in the Pasuk that it says Shlala v'lo Shlala Chaverta. It says the booty of the Yerani Dachas is destroyed, and not the booty of another city. Even though it's Kabbal Sachrayus, it's not burned, it goes back to their owners. And that's what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 112a. Mao de same a cave in the Kabbal Ale Achrayus Kedidei Domi, Komashmalon. Since he was Makabal Achrayus, it's like it's his. Since he was Makabel Achrayus, it's like it's his? You might think, Kamash Malam, that it's not, and it's not burned. How we have to understand. Masha Bekibel Achrayus Kedidei Domi is a machloikes between Reb Shimon and the Chachomim, and Baba Kame, and if I involve him in Aleph. My time to go to base ishlon base hektesh. A person steals hektesh from the base abayim, doesn't have to pay kefil, because it says that it's stolen from the house of the man. and not from Hekdesh. Shimon says, no. The Ganav is Chayiv Kefil. It's not stealing from Hekdesh, it's stealing from the person who's Mekabel Achrayus. It's called Begunim Beis Ish, says the Gemara. The Rambam, in the second Perek, of Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Aleph writes, V'chein Agoinim Kodshim Beis Baalem, Bein Kodshim Kodashim, Bein Kodshim Kalim. Bein Kodshim Elam Chayim Achrayus, Bein Kodshim Elam Chayim Achrayus, on a reza patur mena Kefil. Umitashlu me'arba v'chamisho, Shenemar, Begunim Beis Ish, Mu'am Beis Hekdesh. That if a person steals kachim from the house of the Bailim, whether it's kachim kachim, whether it's kachim kalim, whether it's kachim that there's no achiyah b'achrayus, whether it's kachim that there is achiyah b'achrayus, whether he's responsible or not, he's pater from kefil and tishlam rabba b'chamisha v'gunu beis ishma beis hekdesh. Ayin magid mishnah, he cites the gemara in Bava Kameh and Afayin Vova and Aleph that we've not mentioned before. And he says that we paskin not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is a yochid. Reb Shimon is a yochid. Mevin? And if we don't pass like Reb Shimon, pass like the Chomim, that you don't have to pay kefil when you steal hekdesh, even if there's a chiyav achrayus. זאת אומרת, לומדים מכאן, שמה שלמדנו, שאם מי שקיבל אחריות, זה כמו שלא, זה אמר רבי שמעון. אבל להלוכה, קבלת אחריות לא משווה לי כדידי. But להלוכה, the sabbatist does it, it's not like that. It's only רבי שמעון who holds that קבלת אחריות, like he's never yet to be careful when you still cut him his חייב אחריות for, but not according to the חכמים. So Birani Dachas, Kim for the Shailon, Nirani Dachas. Why do we need a special mute that Nichse Anshe Medina Acheres that were in the Irani Dachas? Even though there was Kabbalah Sachrayus, it's not burnt. It's not burnt. Eliyachsu the Baalayim. Shlol of Lol Shlol Chaverta. Ma pitom, anachu poskin kamo chachomim. That Kabbalah Sachrayus lo mashvi lekididei. If you're Mekabel Achrayus, doesn't make it like it's yours. Rebbe Azoi, if Kabbalas Achrayus doesn't make it like it's yours, then why do we need a miut? Who had din birei nidachas? Kabbalah Sachrayus lo mashvi lekidusin nidachas b'shem kabbalah chayus. Doesn't make nichser nidachas. So I didn't need you to tell you. No, it's not any nichser nidachas. I can tell you on my own. Thanks, but no thanks. I don't need the miut in the pasuk. Kabbalah Sachrayus doesn't make it yours. So why do I need a pasuk to tell you that it's not burned with the nichser nidachas? It's not a nichser nidachas. Kabbalah Sachrayus doesn't make it yours. That she's chachamim. So you're going to say to me, Beseder, it's Reb Shimon. The whole vort in the Gemara, the whole mute in the Gemara is like Reb Shimon. That Kabbalah Sachrayus makes it like it's yours, and that's why I need a mute to say, despite the fact that it's theirs, Mimela, it's not burned. The only problem is, it's not true. Because the Rambam Paskins, not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Yichidahi, like the Magid Mishnah says. And notice the Rambam brings this mute la'alocha. You see, the Rambam's going with the Chachamim, and he says, you still need a mute. Why? Not Kabbalah Sachrayus. The Kabbalah Sachrayus doesn't make it yours, according to the Chum. So what do you need a miyut for? As ma naaseh lachotenu b'yom sheyidu barba. L'chein nira kach, sh'Reb Shimon omar, kotshim shechayev b'achriyusan chayev. Rashi explains in Bava Kameh, the fine aleph on the base, ganav, shegonav kotshim in mibeis habaylim, in Kiblam Bailov, all of Bachrayus. Reb Shimon says that a kochim, that a person is chayav b'achrayis, but the person steals it is chayav. And Rashi explains the case as follows, scenario as follows. A ganav stole kochim from the house of the Bailim. If the Bailim were mekabel achrayis, like he says, this is going to be upon me as an ola, I have to bring an ola no matter what. And he's mafresh this ola. So the thief has to pay kefo and dal v'hei, if he's tovach v'shofa chashah, tovach u'machar. The afogav says Rashi the lav di dehava, el de hektish. It's not his; it's hektish's. Kaven the goyim lemamenu, since it's goyim lemamenu, because if it dies, he has to repay it. It's like it's his. So we see that that little b'shim l'chomer arguing kabbalah sachrayis, if it makes it like it's his, it's not like kabbalah sachrayis al gufa davar, like a shomer is makabel sachrayis al gufa pikadim. That if it's stolen, if it gets lost, the band is going to play the me'ah pikadim. Reb Shimon are arguing about kabbalah sachrayis mikoyach neder. He said, "Hare alai oila," and he's mafrish. There's no achrayus on the gufa oila. She hifrish. She meis yishalim dam lehektish. Ela shekabos achrayus mikoyach haneder shehu nadar hare alai ola v'imet chayav lavi ola acheret mishum kiyum haneder. Sheitchayev lehavi ola. It's always has to be mekayim the neder. That's when it's considered like it's his according to Reb Shimon, because he has a neder. Raya lezeh, Rambam, Maisa Korbanos, 16:7. Got it? Amar raya alai ola b'frishor, v'nignav poter atzmo b'seh. If a person says, Hare alai oila, and he separates a shore, and the shore is stolen, he can bring a seh. We see from this that he has a chiyuv achrayus to bring another ola, it's not because he's a makabel achrayus on the guf ha'ola. He's a makabel achrayus on the guf ha'dover, how is he patterning himself with a seh? He was mekabel achrayus on a shore. So it's muchach that there's no achrayus in the gufa ola. Not the ola, the body of the ola itself. And it's bringing another ola. It's bringing another shore. Rather, chiyuv achrayus is mikoyach haneder. That he said, arei alai ola. And therefore he can pat himself with a seh. Because he's mekayim is in his neder. So now it appears as follows. Not that there's machlikas between Reb Shimon and the Chachomim. And the Chachamim hold that Kabbalah Sachrayus doesn't make it Kedidei. That Kabbalah Sachrayus doesn't make it his. That's Tavik Kabbalah Sachrayus Shem Koach Neder. Because that's Goyrim Lamamim. Because he made this Neder, and now he's not going to be able to claim the Neder, it's going to cost him money. So while it's Goyrim Lamamim, that's not enough to make it like it's his. It's only Goyrim Lamamim. Only causes monetary obligation. But by Kabbalah Sachrayus al Guf HaDovo, Kagon, Shomer, Shemekabel Alav Achrayut, al Guf HaPikadoin, Shem Mignev, Oy Misbid, Yishalim Lebailim Est Me'a Pikadoin. But by Kabbalah Sachrayas al Gufa Dover, like a Shomer is Makabel Vamosav Achrayas and Gufa Pikadon, that if it's stolen or lost, he's going to pay the Dmea Pikadon. It's not Mikoch the Neder. But he's Makabel Achrayas on the Gufa Dover. They're the Chacham, on the item itself. And if it gets lost, he's going to replace the item with money. So there are chama modin that Kabbalah Sacharias makes it like this. And according to this, we understand that we say in Sanhedrin Gapi Pikdona Shilir and Dachas Mutarim. Really, it's talking about where the people in the other city gave it, and they were Makabla Chrayas. Now, the same like the Amar says, the Kabbalah Chrayas gave them a Kamash Malan. In other words, they were going to leave the chama, the Kabbalah Sacharias doesn't make it like it's his. But that's only Kabbalah Sacharias Mikarich Neder. Mashin Kabbalah Sacharias Agufa Pikadam. The other chama hold it's his. Why? Because he's Makabla Chrayas Agufa Pikadam! Namitza the Neder. If it was a Neder, then it's not his. This item, but he was Makabla Chrayas on the Gufa Pikadam, there it is his. The only thing is that this is special miyut. That's why I need a miyut. You know, Kabbalah Sacharias makes it like it's his. But that's not mafkir from the Bible in their moment, as we discussed elsewhere. And therefore, there's no dinir ani dachas. He says, shlov, lo shlo chaverta, tzul shlo chaverta. So that, bekitzer, is our chilek for this year. It's mekabla chayis mekoyach neder, it's not his. It's mekabla chayis mekoyach. It is his. And memela, when it comes to Nidachas, you might think since it's his, it's burned. Kamash Malan, it's still Shalach Haverta, because it still belongs to the people in the other city as well. Now, sweet friends, believe you me, Echab Asach Tzog. Yesh Od Arbe, Arbe, Arbe Maladabir Po. הרבה מה לדבר. ולכן, בקשתי שטוחה אליכם, מאזיני העיקרים, תישארו עם מי, ובעזרת השם, נמשיך הלאה, שיעור אחר. תודה רבה שהקשבתם. שלום, שלום, אהבה, ידידיי, מורי ורבותיי.